This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
At some point in our lives, we've all done things to fit in. But then we realize the importance of being ourselves. Introducing the distinct Audi Q5, an SUV all its own. Its LED DRLs stand out wherever they shine. And with Audi Quattro all-wheel drive and available Audi Drive Select, it delivers performance that no one can imitate. So be yourself. Visit your Audi dealer to test drive the distinct Audi Q5.
I'm David Jones. Come see the largest selection ever of Audi A3s, Q5s, and Q7s. Audi Exceptional Luxury Performance at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at geraldjonesaudi.com.
Well, Ron Cyrak is a senior writer at Golf Digest, and he has just fired up his brand new website, roncyrak.com. It's a pleasure to welcome Ron Cyrak back to the Augusta Golf Show. Hi, Ron.
John, how you doing? Thanks for having me back.
My pleasure. So I'm going to assume money was no object. Had you gone out and discovered roncyrak.com was already taken?
Yes. I was reasonably sure. Since I've never met anybody with the last name Cyrak that I wasn't related to, I was sort of reasonably sure that it was going to be available.
But I wouldn't have put it past somebody like Doug Ferguson to have taken it and just waited for you to...
Yeah, that's true. Doug doesn't think that far ahead. He's an in-the-moment kind of guy.
I see. But he would have been in Hawaiian shirts for the rest of his life.
Yes, he would have.
Why?
No, he wouldn't have, actually, because I don't have enough money to buy it back from him. He'd have had to live with it.
Tell me about why you did this. Why did you create the site? What do you hope to do with the site?
Well, you know... There's writing in mainstream journalism is becoming shorter and shorter, and it's sort of catering to a lesser attention span of short items, and there are just so many issues that I want to weigh in on, and I want to write longer on than I have the opportunity to do now, and that's why I did it. I want to have this opportunity just to, you know, I'm not going to make any money off of it. I'm just going to have an outlet to be able to say things that I want to say, and you know, there's still people out there who want to hear what I have to say about things. So it's I'm hoping it'll be a win-win for both me and for the readers.
Do you have a schedule of how often you want to post, or is it just going to be, you know, when the muse takes over?
At the very least, I want to write every Monday and sort of do sort of a Monday morning quarterbacks kind of thing for golf and come in and weigh in on stuff that happened over the weekend. But I will also weigh in on other things when they strike me, you know, when news happens, when an event happens that I have an opinion about. I want to have a place where I can go to and voice my opinion.
Well, you've set me up perfectly. Earlier this week, there was some news. As Tiger announced that he wants to come back. Interestingly, he didn't say he would be back. He said he wants to come back. He's pointing toward Napa. He's pointing toward Turkey. He's pointing toward his tournament, the Hero Challenge. What did you think when you heard that?
Well, the first thing I thought is, boy, there's nobody who just with a few words can make as much news as Tiger Woods does. You know, everybody wants to see him back. The second thing that I think about is there's a lot of wiggle room in what he said, and we really don't know when we're going to see him again. He would like to be back, and you know, he'd like to be back for. Oh, it's a very lucrative late season stretch for him where he can go overseas. You mentioned Turkey. China is out there. He can go overseas and make a lot of money on appearance fees for events around the world. And he's missed that the last 2 years. And that's cost him quite a bit of money. And that might be a chance for him to get back and also to use those events to get his competitive legs back so that maybe by the time we start creeping towards Augusta National in next April, that he'll have some confidence in his ability to play golf, or at least an idea of where his game stands.
Here's a totally unfair hypothetical question. You're welcome ahead of time. What bigger news? Tiger comes back, wins the Masters next year, or if Tom Watson had won that Open Championship?
Yeah, that's... That's pretty. I mean, if Watson had won that Open Championship, that would have been one of the great sports stories of all times. But everything Tiger does is news. One of the things that fascinates me about him is that his demise has been as fascinating as his rise. And I was just enthralled writing about both. I was there from the beginning. I met him first in 1995, and then 2010 when he came back from the scandal. My assignment that year was to go every place he went and chronicle what he was up to. So Tiger moves the needle in a way nobody else in the history of golf ever has. Nobody, not Bobby Jones, not Ben Hogan, not Jack Nicklaus, nobody's ever moved the needle the way Tiger did, because he's the complete package. You know, he's a sociological phenomena in that he's a man of color competing in an overwhelmingly white sport, at least a white sport when he got out there, and he's a rare person who not only lived up to the hype, he exceeded the hype. He was better than advertised, and that's just made him a global name.
We're talking with Ron Cyrak, senior writer at Golf Digest. Find out about his writing on his website, roncyrak.com. Let me talk about a couple of things you've written about recently on the site. You cite the Rio Games as an example, making the case that maybe now is the time for all the governing bodies in the game to really get together and try to coordinate schedules.
Yeah, we because of the Olympics this year, we ended up with a really cramped schedule. From July 7th on, July 10th, the Women's U.S. Open ended. From then on, we had the Women's U.S. Open, the Men's British Open, the Women's British Open, the PGA Championship. We had Olympic golf, and then we come right back with FedEx Cup events. So it's been jammed in there. And if golf's going to stay in the Olympics, and I'd like to see it stay in the Olympics, they got to figure out how to handle that better. And one of the suggestions that I made is every 4 years, move the PGA Championship into the spring. And on maybe on the years when the Olympics are overseas, take it to Asia, perhaps. You know, do that once every 4 years. That would not be bad for the game of golf. I think that would help grow it. But I do think we're at the point now where the governing bodies, the tours, all really have to get together. Golf can't afford to be competing with itself. It has enough trouble competing with other sports for attention. And we got to figure out ways to make it easier for players to play in the major event by spreading them out and giving those guys a break in between.
The conversation about taking the PGA out of the country has come up before. Are the powers that be at the PGA of America even open to an idea like that?
They've looked at it. They've considered it. You know, they know that it's something that they could do, and none of the other majors could do, mm-hmm. and that's attractive to them. I mean, you know, look, right now, the PGA Championship, as great of an event as it is most known for being the last of the majors. All the other majors have an identity. The Masters is the only one played on the same course every year. The U.S. Open's the one where par is a good score. The British Open is played on Lynx Golf, where the luck of the draw and luck of good and bad bounces plays the biggest role. And then there's the PGA. So it would be a way in which they could enhance their identity a little bit as being the major that not every year, maybe once every 4 years, once every 8 years, takes the event outside the United States.
We are at the tail end of this current season, both on the PGA Tour and on the LPGA Tour. So if I made you, and I guess I am, with some big events still to come, right now, this weekend, who's your player of the year on both tours, on the PGA Tour and on the LPGA Tour?
Well, in the PGA Tour, I think it's a really, really difficult choice to make out there now. It's just sort of wide open. I think the FedEx Cup is gonna play a big role in that. I think that Rory McIlroy's, you know, put himself back into the mix, and if he could pick up another FedEx Cup event here and maybe win the whole thing, that puts him out there. You'd have to say that Dustin Johnson mm-hmm. has probably had the overall strongest year of anybody. And on the women's side, it's between Aria Jutanagarn and Lydia Ko. One's got 5 wins, one's got 4 wins. Jutanagarn's got 5, Ko's got 4. They both have a major, and they have one more major left to play next week's Avion tournament.
I always appreciate the time. He is Ron Cyrak. Again, the website is ronsyrak.com. You'll find his work there on a regular basis. Ron, thanks for taking the time. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on, John. Always a pleasure.